You see, they got a taste of this power. Oh, they got it. And man, did they like it. Oof, they love that taste of power. For some of them, they needed just a taste. They got a full helping or two. I mean, why do you think these people are back out there saying mask mandates, lockdowns, mandatory injections of the mRNA, whatever it is? Come on now. And why do you think these politicians behind closed doors are talking about a climate emergency? Because a climate emergency would never end, you see. COVID, they could only keep up the ruse for so long. Finally, they had to throw it in because people are like, there's nothing going on here. Now, there was a surge in cases here, a month ago maybe. And they have little spikes here and there. I knew people that had COVID a month ago. But the problem for the politicians is, how do we come up with a way to shackle these folks permanently? That's why the climate emergency was such a genius idea for one of these Klaus Schwab devotees. It didn't work out, of course, so they're coming back to this. And despite the overwhelming evidence now that COVID injections do nothing to stop the spread of the virus, of course, or keep people from getting sick, Dr. Fauci is still preaching the same dishonest sermon to the bitter end. This is bite number three. Bite three. Go.
Effective. So my message and my final message, maybe the final message I give you from this podium, is that please, for your own safety, for that of your family, get your updated COVID-19 shot as soon as you're eligible to protect yourself, your family, and your community.
I mean, what else does he have? This is what he's pushed the whole time. What else does he have? He goes back to the same hymnal. How can he not? It's what he's told you and I and the world for 2 years now. He has to go with it. Because as I remind you, 2 years ago, after the election, it was announced that a vaccine had been found. And I believe Donald Trump did everything in his power to get a vaccine to the people that he felt would help everyone. Meanwhile, Pfizer and Moderna did everything they could to maximize the bottom line. Nine new billionaires. That was the last count I had, by the way. Nine new billionaires had come along. And as a result, they kept making money. In fact, Joe Biden just spent, another $250 billion to buy vaccines that nobody wants, nobody's getting in line for, nobody's going to get. So there's Anthony Fauci. He has no choice but to keep pushing the ridiculous COVID protocols. He just can't quit. Injections, masks, constant testing for what? I have no idea. Let's go to bite number four. I want you to hear one more time from Anthony Fauci at the podium. Bite four. Go.
First of all, everybody should be vaccinated and boosted with flu and with COVID. Whether or not you wear a mask, or another thing we shouldn't underestimate is testing. So when we're gathering at a family gathering for Thanksgiving or for Christmas or for any other holiday as we get into the winter, it makes sense that you might want to get a test that day before you come into a place in which you might be infected and spread it, or other people who might be there, in order to protect. So there's masking is important, but you can count masking, vaccine, boosting, testing. All of that is part of the spectrum of protecting yourself and your family.
Yeah, protect your family. Get injected twice a day, every day. It's good for the little kids. Please, Tony. The next time I want to hear him talk is with Rand Paul asking the questions and nobody reining it in. The next time I hear him talk, I want to hear a House committee with subpoena power asking him, what's the true nature of this virus? Where did it come from? How do we control it? What is the true nature of the mRNA injection? What does it really do for people? Why were we told it would stop the spread of the virus? What does it do to control severe illness, if anything? I want these questions with subpoena power. If you're going to go after Steve Bannon for refusing to talk to Congress, then let's pull some people back in who misled millions. And the FDA is at the top of that list. The FDA and its Twitter account, putting out, "You are not a horse." Do you remember the tweet? "You are not a horse. Ivermectin is for animals." Ivermectin is one of the most highly used, widely distributed drugs on the planet. Ivermectin is used everywhere. Millions of doses a day on this planet of ivermectin are taken. Again, it's what helped me go from very, very sick with COVID to almost symptom-free in 8 hours. You can believe what you want. People can say what they want. Critics can say what they want. But ivermectin in the Z-Pak was the magic for me. Now, I still got pretty sick there for a bit. I didn't head it off at the pass. But if not for ivermectin, I don't know how sick I would have gotten. So you have to ask yourself, what is the motivation of these people to keep you away from ivermectin or the Z-Pak? And why didn't they treat people at the hospital? Why did they say, "Well, you're not too sick yet. You just go home. If you get worse, come back"? That's not treating anything. That's doing nothing. And many of those people that left and came back ended up on ventilators. Do you know the survival rate the last time I looked on? If you were put on the vent, survival rate was 10% or less of people that were put on the vents. It did real damage to people. But that's what we were told. Donald Trump went out and got $10 billion of the things made. They're sitting in a warehouse somewhere. Those companies got wealthy too, by the way, for ventilators that will never be used. Because there's literally millions of them stacked in warehouses somewhere that you, the American taxpayer, paid for that had no real value for the vast majority of people. We didn't need more ventilators. We needed more intervention. We needed people that were doctors to be allowed to talk, to treat their patients the way they saw it fit, not based on some government directive. That's the kind of power they crave, and that's what we must say, absolutely not. I'll be back.